So we're going to do an experiment here, folks. The first individual for communications, for reasons I am not privy to, has apparently been excluded. He has asked that he be able to provide his testimony via audio tape in support of his First Amendment right to address this council. I will allow it. We'll call it an experiment. And we'll see how it goes. So the first individual, please.
Item 308, request of Barry Joe Stahl to address council regarding Barry Joe Stahl.
And if you wouldn't mind just stating your name for the record.
My name is Barry Joe Stahl, and I signed up to be on the agenda. And there is an unresolved matter of my lifetime exclusion from City Hall that was produced in December of 2015, and I know now from the trial testimony from various city agents that that trespass exclusion itself was based on things that are just factually not true. So since then, of course, in that same December of 2015, federal Judge Simon ruled in Joe Walsh's case about the city trespass policy being unconstitutional on its face. So I'm appearing here this morning in this capacity because I have some things I want to share with the city in spite of my being excluded from City Hall and what I'm sure will prevail as a bogus policy. I was on the agenda in November of 2015 and I was arrested at City Council. And I was taken into custody, and 76 days later, the state moved to dismiss a felony charge of my assault on a public safety officer, which was Portland Police Bureau Officer Engstrom. And since that time, there's been a trial, and there's been an appeal, and the State Office of Public Defense Services got an opening appellant's brief, an excerpt of record, in the two cases I had, both stemming from November of 2015 with the arrest and custody that followed at City Hall being the second of those two events. When I was in custody, of course, Judge Simon ruled on the trespass policy being unconstitutional. And in addition to that, I saw some really terrible things. And one of the things happened was a gal wasn't getting water. Her water had been turned off and the facility had a wiring problem, and she was begging for water, and my resolution of that was to stick my foot in the toilet and flush it, I'd estimate 100 times, until finally got the attention of the staff, and they finally addressed the fact that this woman beside me was being tortured. So I'm going to prevail on appeal. Both of the cases call for reversals. I'm glad to have this opportunity to speak to you. I will be sharing those opening appellant's briefs. My pro se supplemental briefs are due tomorrow on April 5th, 2018, and the Attorney General will respond sometime in August 2018 if there aren't further delays. So thanks for having me this morning. I hope you're all well. Barry Joe Stahl signing off.
Thank you. And, sir, could you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Moses Rosen, and I just wanted to say happy Passover, and may the prayers of the homeless clog your toilets.
Thank you.